And as we've been hearing, the citizenship controversy shows no sign of abating. Paul Bongiorno is joining us in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Just before we get to the citizenship issue, that whole, the concern about some of the material produced during the same-sex marriage postal ballot, Mark Dreyfus was seeming to suggest that there aren't really any protections much around this. So it's all about basically what kind of leadership the government is prepared to take on it. Is that your take on it?
Well, that's my take on it. It does seem from your interview with Mark Dreyfus that that the government hasn't approached the opposition to, as it were, mirror the regulations and the laws around normal elections. Labor had indicated it would be willing enough to look at that. It seems that that hasn't happened. But in the end, Fran, nothing will stop people who are bigoted or prejudiced putting out scurrilous misinformation that is designed to hurt and to divide.
Nothing you can do really to stop someone putting posters up at a bus stop.
That. But of course, there is absolutely no doubt that this postal survey and the public controversy that it's creating around this issue is exacerbating, is making the situation as volatile as it is.
Paul, citizenship, Labor says the onus of proof should be on the accuser, not the accused. It's all well and good, but Mark Dreyfus says, well, Bill Shorten doesn't have to produce his documents, but Ansett Marlis does, and Barnaby Joyce does have to. Is that a hard case to argue, the difference there?
Well, look, I think there's a bit of political strategy and tactics going on here. The difference between, for example, Joyce, Sudmalis, Xenophon, is that doubts have been raised, doubts that they themselves, in at least two of the instances, have admitted to and are looking to the High Court to clear up. Bill Shorten says he has no doubt. He knew his father was British. He renounced that citizenship in 2006. Now, in a strict legal sense, as Mark Dreyfus was saying, if you have doubts about that, you do the digging and you prove that Bill Shorten is lying. Now, we know that, for example, in America, President Barack Obama, he basically toughed out the birthers for years, but in the end, produced a birth certificate. Labor have obviously got the documentation up their sleeve. It was pointed out to me yesterday that people who are demanding this must think Bill Shorten is not only a liar but a fool. The stakes are very high here. If he hasn't renounced his British citizenship and this is revealed, it will do him a hell of a lot of damage.
And as Mark Dreyfus pointed out, the court says, if you've taken reasonable steps. Now, the point was Barnaby Joyce hadn't apparently not taken steps, and that's part of the problem. Bill Shorten says he's renounced, but there is a whole formal process. We know now, we know a lot about British citizenship now and how you get rid of it and you pay 300 quid or something, and there is a formal process there. So there should be some paperwork if it's occurred.
That's right.
Paul, Bill Shorten flagged a willingness to work with the government to reform Section 44 of the Constitution. He made that promise on Q&A last night, but Mark Dreyfus didn't seem to be interested there in talking about, working together on a referendum in particular, did he?
Well, in a sense, this is a good intention. I noticed the Prime Minister has expressed similar good intentions in a broad sense, and everybody brings in the immediate caveat, but changing the Constitution is a very hard thing to do. I'm thinking that as this controversy, continues to distract the whole nation and, in fact, call into doubt the very legitimacy of the current parliament. I mean, this is no sidebar issue. Just as years ago a referendum got through on whether a Senate vacancy should be filled by a person from the same party, people thought that was reasonable and they didn't want a repeat of 75. I think after this controversy, there'd probably be a good chance of people saying, well, we don't want a repeat of, 2017 with a whole parliament called
into doubt.
I agree with
you. If the whole parliament got together on this and it was a very specific question that was being asked for change, I think public would say, yeah, for sure. We don't want to see a repeat of this.
Exactly.
Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran. Always a pleasure.
Paul Bongiorno is a columnist with the Saturday paper, and there is a statement issued by the Prime Minister's Office on behalf of Anne Sudmalis, the Liberal MP that Mark Dreyfus was referring to. The UK Home Office has confirmed to me I do not hold and have never held British citizenship. My Australian father filled out the incoming passenger card on my behalf in 1966. This is a card that's been unearthed in the Fairfax Press today, I think. He labelled my nationality as British Australian because my mother is British. I did not travel on a passport of any sort on that trip into Australia.